at me, everybody. I'd like to remind you of a couple of upcoming concert board events. Tomorrow night we have the Bulgarian Women's Choir. That's $6 in Finney with your OCID. And next Friday, in Finney also is They Might Be Giants. $6. And now another concert board presentation. Please welcome Fish.
The road was his end. His actors, the ropes.
Possum.
Possum. Possum. Possum.
should all be so crystal clear. If it was for the fall.
But the fall keeps getting thicker. And it just keeps getting harder.
Thank you. Thank you. Soldier's Joy! Jane Lynn, me, that's where the fiddling began.
See a movie. out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
Thank you. Well, I didn't like cheeseburger alley cats near me. A petrified fish disease, I wish somebody'd hear me. I didn't like maple dew, honey melon, watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to miss you when you kissed my honey water. And even showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. That who laid silver tooth or broke my sunny shoe shine. And all my plastic melon dreams are waiting for the new shine.
Pardon me, Doug.
Pardon me, Doug. Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes. Taken just before he died.
Well, you can give me
his hide.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Friar Tuck's alter ego, Henrietta.
Tails and toenails and liquid all meet me. When mustard pies and carrot eyes and flounders come greet me. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yeah. Taken just before he died.
Well, you can give me
his
thank you. out the night when there's no direct light, and a thin veil of clouds keeps the stars out of sight. I can smell the colors outside on my lawn, moist, green, organic that my feet tread upon. And the black oleander surrounded by blue. Get so overwhelmed by olfactory hues. Take it away, long boy. Thank you.
Toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see. The giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean. and she began to tumble through it till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced up at the village, sure to find an evil man who robbed the village in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet. Esther hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. With a bit of wonder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. When the morning came, she walked through the streets along the shady lane. The town at last, a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. Esther stood and shook her head. The joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt the tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole as the doll bore her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away into a tranquil and motionless sleep.
Stockings, I heard his sad tale about the kids under the carpet and the done. Wendy's on the windowsill, waiting to be let in. And we're all in the bathtub now, making bathtub gin. When the king stormed the hallway, they climbed up through the gate. They didn't mean to be impolite, but they just couldn't wait. Here comes the Joker with his silly grin. He carries a martini made of bathtub gin. Here comes the Joker. We all must laugh, 'cause we're all in this together, and we love to take a bath.
Bathtub truth. shit.
Thank you.
shit. Before I could blink twice, despite the scum that bubbled up, I gave some last advice. The flesh from Satan's dogs will make the rudiments of gruel. Deduct the carrots from your pay, you worthless swampy fool. Swimming in the mire, the septic maiden's gargoyle tooth demented me with fire. I drifted where the current shows, afloat upon my back. And if perchance the noose slime by, I'd stuff it in my sack. I felt a bubble form somewhere below my skin, but with handy spine of hedgehog, I removed the force within. Susie then removed her mask and caused a mighty stir. The angry mob responded, taking turns at stabbing her. The brothel wife then grabbed the knife and slashed me on the tongue. I turned the blade back on the bitch and dropped her in the dung. Meanwhile, had taken through and used her like a rag to mop the slime from where the slug had slithered with the bag. In summing up, the moral seems a little bit obscure. Give the director a serpent deflector, a mud rat detector, a rhythm reflector, a cushion convector, a penile erector, a viral dissector, a hormone collector. Give the director a serpent deflector, a mud rat detector, a rhythm reflector, a cushion convector, a penile erector, a viral dissector. Give the director a serpent deflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion convector, a penile erector.
ancient convector, a penile erector, a viral dissector, a hormone collector. Whatever you do, take care of your shoes. The morning before the rooster crow, searching for soda bottles and get myself some dough, run down to the corner, down to the country store, cash him in and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe. Old Kurt was a black man with white curly hair. When he had a spit of wine, he did not have a care. He used to play an old dobro, used to play it cross his knee. Was the finest picker to ever play the blues. He lived to be 60, maybe I was 10. Mama used to whip me, but I'd go see him again. Song or two, and then he'd take another drink of wine. The finest picker to ever play the blues. Done. came to pray. Old preacher said some words and then chucked him any place. A healing for lifetime, playing the black man's blues. On the day he lost his life, it was all he had to do. The finest picker to ever play the blues.
like a woman, that's a moon. That's a moon. And I'll share it in a wink of my room. Share it in the groom. And I'll share it in a wink of my groom. Share it in the moon. And I'll share it in a wink of my groom.
We'll see you guys next time. You guys are an amazing audience. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.